Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute your way. We're talking the daf 8, brachos 8 for Shabbos, getting it out to you in advance of Shabbos. So if Papa talks about what is the law regarding the going out between verse and verse, the Gemara leaves the question unresolved. And then Rav Sheshet just used to turn his face to another side and study. He said we're busy with hours of study of Torah, they're busy with theirs, the reading of the Torah. Very important, that's the first point. Rav Huna bar Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Ami, a man should always complete the Torah portion of the week together with the congregation, reading the Hebrew text twice, the Aramaic Targum once, even such words as Ataras and Diva, the names of cities which have no distinct Targum translation, for if one completes the Torah portion of the week together with the congregation, his days and years are prolonged. And then it talks about different people, what they would do, and goes on talking about different things. The main two things here is that when we're studying and when we're learning Torah, we should try to focus just on what we're doing. I'm very much guilty about this. I do the audio daf with Rav Rosner, and a lot of times I'll be reading different things, different emails and whatnot, but really we should try to focus mainly on the Torah learning we're doing. Even if I'm writing notes or whatnot on my lunch break, we have to try as much as we can to focus on the Torah that we're doing. Even if it's difficult, we should try to listen and focus. And Rav Sheshet would turn and try to focus on his Torah studying and studying itself. And a great thing is to try to look along. We got the art scrolls to try to look along, especially for the daf. With the new cycle, I used to just listen now. Bli neder. My idea is try to look along sometimes at least. When we're learning, to try to focus in the moment. And the second thing is, Shtayim Mikra is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Very difficult to complete. In yeshiva, I was very good at it. In the past, on and off, on and off. Currently, I'm off. Hopefully, we'll get back on it. But a wonderful initiative is that the OU has all these yomi things, things they send out every day. So there is a Shtayim Mikra yomi where at least it summarizes the aliyah of the day. So an easy way to get through the parsha, to learn about the parsha, to summarize the parsha. And they do that for Nachal also, and they do that for Halacha too, and they do that for Mishnah too, and then they send out a thing for Shabbos. Very easy to keep up with and do things like that. So as the Gemara explains, to try to finish the parsha with the congregation, even if it's too hard to do the full Shtayim Mikra, which prolongs the days and prolongs your years, which is incentive in and of itself, besides for honoring parents and doing Shliuch HaKan, which are the other mitzvahs that promises long days. For Shtayim Mikra, if the real Shtayim Mikra is too hard, at least we could look through the Parsha or do the email daily, some way to finish the Parsha, so when we come to the Torah learning of the week, we know what's going on. Join us next time as we talk Brachos 9 here on the Audio DDD with T.